Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
What's good, Brian Willis? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Sure.
If it's what you... No, we'll get to that in a bit. Don't you hear me now, sir? Let me start the episode, Brian. New visuals. New visuals. So, Takura.
I'm trying to pull myself back together.
Yeah, get your shit together, Brian Willis. Get your shit together.
Okay.
Ngoriemoto.
Oh, yeah. Takura dropped the video for Ngoriemoto. I love the song.
That's not my favorite song on the album, but anyway.
Mine is Chururuka. And basically, Ngoriemoto, you all know what he's talking about. He's talking about, you know, a drop top, two doors, you know, with some babes and shit. So he dropped the video recently for Ngoriemoto. And I'm not going to say it's a whack video, but it's not...
Color grading off?
No, color grading was okay with me.
Okay.
I just didn't like the scripting for the video.
Not enough vixens or chick suits with bullet holes.
I don't know. There was something about the video that made it feel like a BMW advert.
Oh, just flexing. You're just flexing.
I know. I get it. Ngoriemoto is a convertible or cabriolet, whatever they call it. But it felt, I don't know. It just felt like a BMW advert. Not to say it was whack, but for Takura, I expect better.
It wasn't overselling the song. The song is not all that, so I think it was just fitting.
I like the song better than the video, anyway. Definitely.
And I wonder, are people still keen to go to the fill up the HICC or the buzz has died?
The buzz has died down. I don't hear him talking about it that
I
much.
I wish you would
but
have
I'm
been,
still I'm yeah. still with him though.
Yeah, we'll still go, but I wish he was like,
or maybe
he should have like sold tickets my days where people were doing retweets. Because now to get
no, listen, commit. I think he's realized that the tweets don't really correlate to what's on the ground. If you remember Begotten Son's story about them talking, hey, was it no to the bond, and then they went and he got beat up.
They had 4 million impressions online.
You check now. So
then they're just 7 on
so
the
So maybe
streets.
Takura is just but trying to round up more figures on the ground, not online. Because Twitter figures, they lie, bro.
We're in a microwave generation where people are probably tired of Takura's album. They've like overplayed and abused that thing to the T. I hope his merchandise is selling well, and I really hope a date is announced soon so that we can go turn up with.
But that album doesn't have it doesn't have that good today and gone tomorrow feel. It's got it's got a timeless feel to it, because I still bump it.
Yeah,
no, it's a cool album. It's really a dope
album.
I
actually still have a couple of his songs on my phone.
Check.
Right now,
I think
so
that's one
good.
Of those albums that I've played
still good
for a very long time. The last time I did that was with RPL's Really Ever Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's like the last time I ever did that.
Well done, Brian.
What?
Like, used to like really like hammer the kid and not really support him.
RPL's not just Ziaga, that shit no more.
Pills is cool, man.
No, he's a cool kid, definitely. I like his character.
I'm still listening to Mbiro Kuna Faro also. But anyway.
He gets away with it. I feel like RPL's is a little brother to me, man. So I feel like I'm allowed to bully him. At the same time, I'm allowed to like tell him, hey, kid, you did good, yeah.
Alright.
But I still think he dropped the best album last year.
Okay.
That's me.
Alright. And the other visuals we had Kruger. Mtoro. I loved it.
Hey, the concept though. That whole like single shot that you put in my bridge, baby. I didn't understand the end when he gets shot though.
No, dude shoots at the screen or something. He wasn't shooting at Kruger.
But it was aiming at Kruger though.
I like the song.
No, the song is dope though.
Does Kruger have an album?
I don't know.
Does he have an EP? Because I would really like to hear like...
But I think it's coming though.
I would like to hear like a full length project.
Because he's dropping visuals, man.
Because the visuals are on point. The singles are on point. That Shumba. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite cut.
That's my favorite as well. And I told him, dude, you need to make a video for that. While we still had the hype for the
Item with Breezy.
18 November, March,
but
whatever.
Still hot, man. Kruger's coming with it.
No, Kruger definitely found his sound, man. That whole like chaunty like voice and whatnot. Kruger, keep it up, my guy.
And he's actually like in the conversations like of like Zim Hip Hop, like who's bringing back Zim Hip Hop, who's riding high with the
I'll
flag
definitely
high.
Put him there because his music is easy for people that are not really staunch hip hop listeners to vibe to. You get? And those are the kind of like artists that we need in Zim Hip Hop. Those guys that are able to maintain that hip hop spectrum at the same time lure in the non-hip hop listeners.
You
definitely need those for the culture.
All right.
Those are the King, the Anana, Junior Brown, Jeezy to some extent, Takura. You need people like that.
Yeah. Shout out to Kruger, yo.
Yeah.
I hope we have a full length project or something coming soon, man.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Take Fizzle also released his video Woman My Woman, and it's being pushed by TND. Yeah. I like the song so much.
It's okay.
How'd you like the video, Brian?
I didn't.
What did you not like about the video?
You know what? I appreciate what they were trying to do with the video and all, but I had a problem. Take Fizzle can't act.
What?
I don't know. There was something that
the
I don't know
was
who.
Right.
No, it wasn't. The directing of the video also was terrible. There was a part in the beginning of the song when there's a dog just appears. And it gets cut, and you're like, okay, what's with the dog? Because me, I'm a dog lover. I'm looking for the dog for the rest of the video. I'm fussy like that.
Brian Willis.
There's
just
a part. There's
looks
a part
for like flies in a video.
Whatever, man.
I'm talking about new video. Why was there a green bomber in the? You know, it was messing with the color grading.
It really ticks me off, man.
That's Look, Brian Willis for you.
And then there's a part when Ten Diamond is rapping and there's a chick in the background there. Like, you're not sure whether, was she supposed to be there or it's, I don't know. There were so many things amiss about
to
that
be honest,
video. I didn't like the video.
When he was rapping, I was focusing on Ten. Why
the
are you
raps? No, the raps were dope. Ten didn't disappoint with the raps. No.
And the singing?
He didn't disappoint with that all.
On point.
I don't like Ten singing, but yeah, he didn't disappoint. But the song, though, the message of the song, I will say, the message of the song was dope. He's basically talking about, you know, that kind of woman that stays with you even though you're going through your financial woes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So respect on that spectrum, and yeah.
And the word you the spectrum, you're loving it. As you miss, you miss.
No, but the spectrum, really win.
It's the second time you said it.
Win.
How much money you want to put on it, Brian?
Just
put like a six pack on it. Weekend, guys.
To always have a six pack of Zambezi.
Yeah.
You get it by video. Yeah, woman, my woman.
Yeah, and we toast up at the Avon a bit later.
Eat your
Avon restaurant and bar. Hey, it's going down, yo. Sundown.
Oh, it's Avon restaurant. I thought you were selling Avon products.
Someone said that joke. It's quite funny.
No, for real. Amy, my wife, was actually saying, but I need to talk to Celatine because I need to buy some stuff for my mom.
Anyway, I got it for cheap. Amy, holler at me. I got you. Sure, you have to do it each and everything to move.
No, egg.
In this
it's
new
not,
dispensation.
Cheroro, you know, a lipstick, my guy. Hey. I'll support you because if it's paying the bills, ndikoko, ndikoko.
Yeah, and you remember that story we ran about MC Cut and DJ Towers about that kid who was suing them for that
song. Yeah, what happened with that
they
story?
They took him up. The case was thrown out of court. Brian, why are you laughing?
But you know what?
But yeah,
I'm not happy. I laughed, Trangu, but I'm not happy. The legal system in Zimbabwe needs to work harder to address issues.
Whose side are you on?
No, to address issues concerning, what's it called? Intellectual property.
Mm.
Actually, it was thrown out because the kid didn't have proper evidence or something.
Yeah, it was not making any sense to the judges.
Ah, okay, so in that case, then I saw that.
I mean, look, another dog appeal, but I doubt.
A tribe called Tisungoda Zacho, and this is where you need to step in for the legal areas to appreciate intellectual property. But can I remember now? Present his case properly. Yeah, yeah. That's another story. That's not on the judge. It's on that kid. So I'll check it out as well. That's a waste of my time.
I was actually talking to Kat. Now, Kat, if you want to be petty, guys, make that kid pay your people's bills, yo. If you really want to be petty.
So what, Kat can counter sue?
Yeah, you can counter sue just to tell them
for wasting your time.
Yeah,
tarnishing your image.
Yeah, but I guess so Tora too long.
Speaking
yeah,
of Kat and Tiara.
Yeah.
What happened to the Dololo track?
The Dololo track. I have no idea what happened to. Or maybe they just scrapped it all together, you know.
But Muna announced Aoka. You're about to drop Dololo and then it never comes.
It was swept under the rug nicely. I don't know why Usumu that dust. It was sweep under the rug.
Dololo is not dusty, my guy.
People had moved on, my guy.
I know. No. Hey,
what's with this business of like when people have moved on?
You know, I have a habit of listening back on previous episodes, and we happen to talk about that. Dololo track. So I was like, hey, but you guys in the obvious like yo. It never dropped. So
I wasn't really anticipating it though, but
I was anticipating it considering what was happening at the time.
Petty bedroom issues, man.
Oh no, I'm gonna call on petty things now. Okay. Yeah. Nah, it's cool. It's cool.
I'm calling on it.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Shingi dropped Major Player. I'm hearing it's an album, but I thought it was an EP.
Major Player 2018.
I need to hear that one. Shout out to Shingi though. Happy belated birthday. It was his birthday on the 6th.
Timbo Boss. Wasn't this around the time he came to the show last year? I think so.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Shout out to Kelly. Kelly made that happen.
Oh yeah, Kelly. Yeah. Kalena.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's still pushing these artists out there. We need people. We need all the help.
They were under that. What's it called?
The one which had the big launch.
Huh? Not Yedu.
The one where you
he's
you,
under
you,
Yedu now.
The one where you ate a lot of food.
Yeah,
at the launch.
One where the launch had like free food. What was that? Where
they dismantled. So
they had Shingi, they had Scribula. I'm forgetting the name.
The label is dead, I hear.
I'm hearing as well. At least Shingi jumped that ship before it sank with him on it.
Yeah, I don't know. He could still be legally tied or whatever. You know, it's my paper. You're talking about the courts and stuff, so. He wasn't, I don't know, unless they dissolved it somehow. Hopefully we can have Timbo Boss back. What up? What do you want to say?
The old, I don't want to say old.
What?
The previous, that might be also be offensive. The previous queen of hip hop.
Okay.
Black Bird.
Okay.
AKA Temple.
Yeah.
She dropped the video for the track Boaz.
Okay. I need to check for that.
It's a dope video. It's Rasta, so I started flirty and stuff. Y'all need to check that video. Blackbird Boaz. And she says she has never lived as the queen of hip hop.
So she never lived. So why were you saying previous?
That's what she's saying.
So why were you saying previous?
Well, because we have people who said they were queen of hip hop, but now they've transcended.
Is it?
Yeah.
To what now?
They're no longer just queen of hip hop, my guy.
They're what?
King status, bitch.
Okay, I guess being a queen is not sufficient.
Shout out to Black Pearl. For those of you that don't know, she dropped a fire track.
Okay.
King status.
You love it?
And I like the issues it addresses.
Alright.
Yeah, I definitely like the issues it addresses. I feel a lot of things could have been done better with the track.
Like what?
When you're gonna go hard like that, some of the bars you really need to go hard. You need to go duppy.
Okay.
Like Drake. You know? Right. But I like the issues he addressed.
Okay.
Basically, because she's saying that, look, don't put me in the list with queens of hip hop. I'm a king now. Because I'm sick and tired of all these chicks who have to like get undressed to be relevant, you know?
Okay.
She was like these, I mean basically if you look at it, those are shots at Kiki Badass. Those are shots at Tiara Belluti. Those are shots at Jeezy Foxy, Freshy.
Jeezy Foxy can spit.
Jeezy Foxy can spit, but she can't spit without revealing her cleavage.
Okay.
She's always revealing her cleavage. Basically a shot at every...
Let Jeezy flourish, yo.
Yeah, let her do what she wants, but also let Black Pearl do what she wants. Okay? If it's going to be freedom, it should be all the way.
Fair, fine.
You understand?
Fair, fine.
She went at Olinda, bruh. Anzi wangu enyuma akubonge my life, Olinda, bruh. Like, she basically just does not want to be associated with Zim Hip Hop Femcees.
Alright.
In fact, she just doesn't want to be considered female at all.
So she wants to be considered amongst the guys.
And there's also, the Benning one. And the third verse, we took shots, bruh.
What were the shots? I like the other shots. I listened to it like on my way here, like just briefly. You know, I laughed. It's flattering. It's flattering that we actually inspired.
I don't need it to be Friday for me to keep it real. Shout out to you, Black Pearl.
I hope this song does whatever it is she's expecting to get from this song, because this is a very stale.
No.
A stale Nyaya.
Which Nyaya is
it's not
stale?
It's not even Sunday in the morning. I'm saying even addressing Keep It Real Fridays, or rather me.
About what?
Of whatever it is she was pushing.
She fell off as queen.
Yeah.
That's the thing now.
It's quite stale. So I don't know. I hope this song like puts her back, or if that's the...
I don't think it's stale.
That's
the angle she addressed it.
Okay.
She's not saying I'm the queen of hip hop.
Okay.
She's saying I've transcended that shit. And I won best female when I was 20. What? She spoke on all that shit.
Was this, man?
When she was 20, I don't know how old she is.
People have moved on, are dropping music.
Yeah,
I don't need to do math.
She's saying,
but
power to queen. She's beyond that. Hence the song's title, King Status.
But on some real stuff, yo, power to her. And I hope that song thrives and your career just blazes to the top and just... you know, transcends, you know, put out all the kings of Zim hip hop and all, you know.
No, but you know what? To
hashtag King Status, yo.
To be honest, though, I think we need to stop this whole she's the best MC. Ooh, you for FMC, Akapenga. What? As a rapper, just call them rappers. You know, put them all in the same pool. That's what she's trying to say with the song.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyway. With the song which you took a shot. She even tweeted, I'm cool with cash, bitch.
Brian Willis,
by the way. I don't want those shots on me, nigga.
Hey, man. The song is cute, yo. Yo, shut up. We need to actually like help just push that song.
I am going to push the fuck out of this song.
We need to push that song.
I'm just happy she's back, because I don't like people that just claim titles and just sit.
Yeah,
you know.
So
happy she's
back.
It
also brings like this dimension.
How she maintains that.
Also brings this dimension, like, because a lot of people are like, no, we can't compare someone who last dropped something in 2014 or whatever with someone who's consistently dropping songs in 2018. So at least probably people make conversations around like, okay, around like new material and stuff, and you know what blogs do. Blogs.
But I definitely think this is going to cause.
But it's good for hip hop.
It's good for hip hop in that I think this is going to cause feuds with all the. I don't want to say this, but Femcees, because she literally went at every single. She even said, you remember that whole Queen of Hip Hop cipher?
She never dropped name dropped.
She never
really,
name dropped, but she. It's a
jungle
for
one plus one.
1 + 1 is 4. Sorry.
I
two.
See.
Two.
Hey, this song got you excited, man. Big up with
see,
your mess.
See, you remember that Queen of Hip Hop Cypher or something like that. Yangaina Nana Nina Grande.
Mm.
I think Derulo was there.
Derulo.
And guess who else was there?
Amelia.
Amelia.
North.
True North.
True North.
True North was there. She's like, don't even call me for your silly ciphers.
But she's on a cipher.
Who?
I mean, she was on the cipher. She said, don't call me for a cipher.
Who said that?
I mean, are you reciting a bar at True North or what?
Black Pearl.
Oh, okay.
Said, stop calling me for your silly all-female ciphers. I am beyond that shit.
Okay, cool.
So basically, she went at every femme C in Zim Hip Hop.
Anyway, I'm sure those who have time to respond will make responses, go to the studio.
Those who think they can still be relevant and Trump, I don't know. Maybe. Kiki, what's up, girl? You don't know and you don't get shat on and keep quiet, eh? Kiki, don't disappoint me, man. All right, Kiki. There is a Mariso. Answer. There is a Mariso. 110. Answer. Muroi. Uneta basarukutama snopeka.
But anyway, on to some more positive news. We've got...
This is positive. Black Pearl is back, so stop being a bitch.
We've got Freeman, HKD, boss in the building. Different strokes for the day. We're doing something different.
You remember that when you were chatting? Hey, dance all, what was this?
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this one. I've got some burning questions for this man, but yeah. keep it locked on the podcast with podcasters of Zim Hip Hop.
And my podcasters, and Gumba Kwako, Kunoshika, Motkarins, Cinema Plates, Gunga Denia Bachura.
Hey, go on to Raman number two. So, Brian, no, give me five.
Ah, you are funny. Give me five. They slacking, man.
Oh man.
Maguru. I got ping up your 2 out of 10, and they're like, "Ee, I suck at saying that."
Sure, you diss my man's who? Fuji.
Fuji got 6 out of 10. Shut up, man.
We still have beef with you, man. That song was fire.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Fuji, sit down. You got a 6 out of 10 for a trap song. I don't even listen to trap.
Because you're trash. Anyway, yeah, let's get to the guest of the day.
Yeah, let's get to Free Man. And be free, man.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Been thinking about the money. Sad time don't really got the money. Been thinking about the money. Sad time don't really got the money. Been thinking about the money. Sad time don't really got the money. Been thinking about the money. Sad time don't really got the money. Been thinking about the fucking money.
Young nigga, middle finger throwing at a fucker niggas. I just had to learn the cop lessons. Graduated school of hot knocks. I don't need niggas on my real ones. Black nigga, black girl nigga. Fuck, I ain't pretending I'm a sick nigga. Fuck you niggas. All about the money, and I ain't more important than the moolah nigga. Schoolers, we about this paper, power and respect nigga. Trying to get my mama out this hellhole nigga. Trying to kick the addiction. A cheap rock of civic before my liver give out. Before I die, young fella nigga. Before one of these bitches tell me she expecting nigga. 21 and this my darker shit. They say it's darkest before dawn and I can't wait. I know this life is a bitch. I know she don't got no conscience. I know these niggas is waiting on me to make it and waste me niggas.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
And today in the building, we have a special guest.
Very special.
A legendary artiste. 10 years in the game. Recently came off tour from Cyprus, has toured the UK, Australia, and I'm sure a couple of countries in Africa. Welcome, Freeman. Yes, boss.
HKD boss.
Dima boss.
Yeah, yeah. And congratulations on the new album, Mukurwe Kambani.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just saw the video. You got direct on the blacks.
All right.
It's a very jovial video. I don't know, Brian, if you managed to.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, really? You should. We're quite brought out
everyone. Yeah, more videos to come as well. I just saw it today on Trace, and I was like, yeah, I'm proud of myself.
Trace.
Yeah.
People are making moves.
Yeah,
trying, but trying.
Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, how's the international scene out there? Like, which country do you get like the best reception? Good, okay. UK, it's always.
I wouldn't lie. Best reception is in UK and SA.
SA, okay.
Yeah. UK and SA, yeah.
All UK, right. So UK far. UK and UK Zimbabwe, SA.
Straight.
All right.
I feel like it's still in Zimbabwe.
You said it on Guru Dena?
Yeah.
You can get to a public toilet in the UK and you see it occupied.
Because a lot of people are probably wondering, how come you guys have a Zim dancehall artist? Because we usually mainly have a Zim hip hop bias. But no, today we're like, no, we need someone to just shed light on some of the successes, some of the things.
Zim dancehall.
Zim dancehall and music as a whole.
How come you have been asked such a question? Maybe you guys are one sided.
No, not at all. When we came up.
Because a lot of these people have this. We are see hip hop. We enjoy dance hall. We are kind of hip hop. It's total Ranese news. One or not excuse as hip hop. I mean, Afro pop. Takura are going to ask hip hop. To find out why, and I know Imba Pama song. But guys, Kunde hip way.
This one time, there was no guys. Freeman can qualify, can check the box because Babawa rules.
I did what I did.
Yeah,
both I'm versatile. I can even go for Sungura if I feel like I want to do it.
But in any case, just for game Soto, and I'm going to say good is Zim Dancehall, and I want him here as a Zim Dancehall artist simply for the reason Yakuti Zim Dancehall has made bigger strides than Zim Hip Hop.
Sweet. And
I want him to share with us some of the things Yakuti Jagato Zim Dancehall Iwe Payava.
Yeah.
And why Zim Hip Hop is not where Zim Dancehall is.
Yeah.
Because Tingati inini I'm in Dinofara Zim Hip Hop. I'm a hip hop fan, Janguka. Yeah. But I can't ignore the fact Yakuti Dancehall has made bigger strides.
Okay.
You might ignore it, but it's only by your choice.
Okay.
Straight.
Andiga, so you started off 2008, like, so who were like your mentors?
In 2008, I was still going to work.
Oh, still going to work?
Yeah, Leshana is a butcher boy.
Okay.
Ramstead, Chichi, Tibon, everything. So 2008, I was just... In 2008, I ended up Jinok Bora. I used to play soccer as well.
Okay.
Division 1.
Right,
I was even willing to play for my own country, the Rotary Club.
Okay.
Warriors. Even my mom supported me with Nideshi. That kind of soccer industry. Okay. Yeah.
He's got a very interesting history at the age of 18.
Because, you know, when he's still growing up, there's my grandmother, there's a Jerome, there's my guitar, but it's soccer. Yeah, my mom made me support.
Yes, Mutango.
I knew I was good at music when I was in school.
Okay.
Yeah, so 2008 I was still going to work. Then I started playing for my. In fact, when I was still going to school, when I got my name, the internet.
And I was
playing for that club when I was still going to school.
Okay.
They even paid for my school fees.
Yeah.
Then when I paid them, I was going to go NDS. And I 2009, but I was so bored. I made my win and the man people married my
sawin. And Panama was about my $5. Which year was this? They came from somewhere.
I listen to talk about
it. It's political.
I'm just talking about my history.
You made a good choice.
I came from Fadak. So my first recording was in 2009. In Angola.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, on a dual rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, dual rhythm.
Yeah.
So in I was inspired by Trinta. You know Trinta?
Yeah.
I was inspired by Trinity, and that's, I grew up listening to those two guys. I still respect them. Anyway, okay. them there. Yeah. So when I did that song, yeah, somebody's going dream come and says, so they are Trinity. I'm in dream more. Because I was sounding like Trinity. I was sounding like him.
Okay.
Only now people can recognize with this Freeman, was Trinity is.
If people dig deep, they will still think I to sound all like Gungomun. So up until you find your own pocket, your own usually start out sounding like somebody else, and then on the way, the one also should want now.
So I came to the picture around 2011, 2010 December. I started my show in Bangit.
Okay.
The show that I once. performed alone. I was the DJ, I was the manager, I was all in one.
One man band. Is that the show where you were supposed to be paid $100 or pay
$80? Yeah. Okay. So na ne Timberland. And Timberland like in guest three angu yengere blast in that people Timberland. The paper stage apa then they have been a be supposed to be apa na nama two some na.
Ish.
Ogunzwa. Na tiki wana tuwa ningu piuja so mawaninga ka kuiraji.
But mama nyo rana contract dele.
Contract good
people.
But still, that was the gen. Yeah, that was the gen.
Yeah.
You know, where I come from right now, if I wasn't someone who is serious, like Ghana Saburu, I always say music industry with tough competition.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not easy. The road is not easy.
True.
There's some people who even started after me.
Yeah.
They came and they went away.
There's
some people who started before me.
Yeah.
I came into the picture, they went away. I'm still around. Not good they are paying now.
Yeah.
It's not good they are paying now. I try my best.
But one thing I respect about Freeman, even as a person, is he seems grounded, family oriented, like his Instagram. The wife, the kids.
Yeah, that's me. I won't change my. Nothing will change me.
Yeah.
Vanity will never change the rules.
I
know where I come from, so. That's me.
There was like some post where I think you wanted to go somewhere, Ganzi. I think it was the main one at Chimobuda Nimwane or something like that. So that happens a lot where Otto's chin it or Dorunga boys on Zano.
You know what?
And I'm doing.
Didn't do free money, but after all, I'm just a human being.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Alright. We're going to take a short little break and we'll be right back with the HKD boss.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
This is Enlisted International.
Class, one, license. None of them the center, my instrument and recrementer. I won't take the credit, but you tend to sell my thing. I'm Jara Judge, I told me Peter Matsaka, you some potato. We'll be steady chilling for my tenants to a better, now we veterans. Every person you cook and the one we evidence. But today, man, I'm hungry for this bubble band. But me chida musingane, paste on go set a place, I miss him, let you come to all. My hats are my cutter, my lights and you to cutter, my boss and my non-scutter. Oh, Lord. Pound a sara, what you brought away, that's which point the level, but you both white shatter, blah, blah. We the only ones taking shots. Shin the mama, but we the only ones taking shots. On the kid grind, right? What you come meet up on my boat? What I got, I told him my notes.
I think I did. I think I did. I
dai boys downside size and this is shangwe yeah kanji tanga zvibakera zvino naya panke lake asi zvishongwe yeah timbo pira oma woku tisati tasimudzira tenda wematenga notirakidza wohira muriko here samanyanga timbo tambabira timbomwira pamuzinda wamasiya masivakira hanzi tafara sisei utidai utisvipa mabhazu nge unobhajeja vasingazive ndakakurira pari muka kado masaka nyoto zvitemba mwana wamamombini mukuru mukuru asika tapinda panyanga tatunga vese vaiti tapera saka hane shungu ngauye atimbobuzeopakata gidi kwange tamino
All right, and we're back with the HKD boss. And one of the things I've noticed, I'm sure you now notice with our music is now digital. And even if you go on YouTube, they're like kind of 100 pages with your music. Have you like sought to do something to control that? Because people are making money off of your legacy right now.
You know, there's this guy who came to my inbox on Instagram yesterday when I reported him on YouTube.
Yeah.
He uploaded my music and I was like, "Star, there's nothing I can do here. This is my business.
Yeah.
You are playing with my business here.
Yeah.
So there's nothing I do with the reporter because I don't control YouTube as well.
Yeah.
You see? But I put my account.
Yeah.
YouTube account, Facebook account, Twitter, and all social media handles. But still, you can't stop people.
But now I'm sure you have someone who handle for. I know you're like a hands-on boss, but I'm sure you now have an assistant.
Yeah, definitely. I can't do all those things alone.
But again, it's a catch-22 party. People do that and the music spreads and probably that's what attracts to some of your bookings.
It's not my disadvantages here. Because the more my music goes viral, the more shows I get.
Yeah, true.
It's also, honestly speaking, we don't get money through Danzi. I've sold my CD. Of course, I get something through iTunes or through my royalties, yes.
Yeah, Zimura?
But, yes, Zimura.
Do they pay good money? Because we also try to find out if
Zimura. If you're only a member, well, some people who are being played there, but they don't even know what you don't register, say.
But did you register?
Seat was registered.
Okay.
As my first hit song. I was very aware but I have registered my music. Go with your songs and your lyrics. Nowadays, like they changed. You just go with your CDs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a registered member from Dara.
Okay. So, and also about the new album. We hear this cashed out $46,000 at the launch.
Yeah, straight.
Okay, and the money came through because people were saying, maybe guys, it's for the optics. But
I appreciate it.
That's you could buy a flat, I'm sure.
I think you can just launch your own album.
That's what I'm writing. Launch your own album.
And you'll get even more.
Not only Zanyayo, since he's also an artist or something. But anyway, it's not about him today. Okay, and you did Top Striker last year.
Yes.
I liked the visuals around that. So I take it as attributing to your past as a
soccer player.
Yes. In Mukuru Company, you're stepping into this realm where you're a boss. And I like that it's uplifting. Like, it's inspirational about guys.
Yeah.
Top Striker, hottest in the game. Mukuru Company, you're the boss pushing stuff.
Yes, but the term Mukuru Company, like before I released the album, I know people were just suspecting with me, but when Freeman is going to be breaking with me, I'm the boss, That's not that was the meaning. Mukuru Company is not a boastful term. No, it was just a way of venturing people's lives or business.
Okay.
No matter which kind of business you do, big or small, you are your own boss.
Because people know that I know I'm Tambana Stana.
Too warm. It was just an encouragement title to everyone who just does a kind of job. It might be big or small.
Yeah.
but your vision means a lot to yourself.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Mm. There's some people that's got good jobs.
Yeah.
There's some people there striving to make it.
Yeah.
But still, they are the breadwinners.
Yeah.
There's some families who depend on them. Mm-hmm. That's the idea. Okay. Yeah. All
right. So now that you know, albums are selling from at least minimum 20,000 per launch. Is there like any pressure for you? Like, okay, we're going to be such a Mkure company too. Not December. Is there pressure?
King. Every artist has got his own strategy of work, of working.
All right.
And I know my strategies, and I will never expose them to anyone.
Okay. Going down. But you know what? Even if you tell some people, it might not work.
Yeah, but
as
yeah.
Like even what we so, do on our show right now.
So I do come out with an album every year. And maybe some 2-3 singles, but an album to me is a must.
Yeah,
you find the album
and the visuals as well.
Straight, and my videos. I did five videos
with blacks.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
Yeah, some were done in SA, all
right,
and some were done around. So,
four with blacks, even a SA.
Yeah, there's some people who were there as well, but Blex was there.
All right.
Yeah.
It is a budget, Jago, in my videos.
I'm a video on the piece of them. Even when I see order, I'm going to pass it to them.
So it's an
expert. But you know, it's
okay. That's leading to my next question. Zim Danso and Murgujika, clearly.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Zuruto Oneka. Ku hip hop, there's still a bit of a struggle. Chisha unoona ku hip hop, chano funga kuti wanokwanisa kugadzirisa vanhu ku hip hop, chavari kunyaso kanganisa.
Akini kakomenda pamunozoona.
Aiwa, free man. Because you also we had Nina. No pun intended, but be free, please. Commenta apana zvonoitwa. I hip hop.
Kubatsirana
free man.
You don't have to say
just ask me something with any album. I think that's
good. But anyway, let's talk about some of your artists because you have your stable, HKD.
Yeah.
We had Nina Grande a couple of months ago. She spoke very highly of you. Darula also your artist?
Yeah, Darula.
I don't rap all food, but I know she does dance also.
Just dance.
I mean, Darula raps, man. Bawa rules. So tell me, okay, we can see ka template or okay, they dabble in both. Like you also, and you had a song with Coco Master
yeah.
So we're okay, and you also had Stana at your album launch, so I was like, okay, this guy actually, you know, he always tries to integrate the two genres, like dance or chat, the way that dance or chat
really, like if dance goes down today or tomorrow, you will be surprised without him, but you will go
as
an artist, you must not be just an artist, you must be a complete artist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Versatile
artist.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. I wanted to ask something about your visuals before we got into this. I was like, all of your video fixings, your main characters, they're always very beautiful. And I always often wondered, but I wonder if the missus always like, Alpha, or who chose her for you? Did you choose? How's that process of choosing my lead girls?
Blacks director, but as the owner of the song, I must contribute a lot. But still,
all right,
I'm the man in my business,
and my mfana does not complain.
I don't complain about that, but it's still not a question. It's a mess.
No, I can't be an interviewer. What I like about your industry is we don't really see too much of any hate or pulling each other down or sabotaging. And of course, it happens in the politics.
Yeah, but there is, there is, but. But I'm going to know that women are going to be in Ghana.
Yeah.
I won't do anything for Ari.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is politics, I know.
Because even when you have like your launch, you see Anana, you see even the bigger Anana killer to whoever, the biggest, they come through.
And I say colors, yeah, they come through, yeah.
As if on this genre of ours, guy.
I'm just a friend to almost every artist.
Okay.
I know there are people who do. There are some out there who doesn't like me, but still, I don't give a. I say, yeah.
I like. Did you almost get a swear word out of
almost,
him?
No.
Almost,
he's a gentleman.
Almost.
Just missed it. The thing is, like, you can't be liked by everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
But in those who don't know good, and now and know inga and muna di na daga. Shit, whether I just do my own business. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't need the only person. I ask the person anyone this one.
Yeah. So you don't have any mentors like people who there before you that know. Keep on it as well.
Like
even managing your business with Arno, needs my sugar. They so can roll out, can all day so chifamba. You know how to move the right way.
Yeah. I want my people behind me always from day one.
All right.
From day one, yeah. There is this guy on the punchline, if you know him.
Punchline.
He's not managing Jurassic now, yeah.
Okay.
He was my first manager, but still, we are still brothers from day one. I appreciate it and I respect him. He taught me so many things.
All right. Are you also moving, passing along that energy to the younger generation as well?
I think I did my best. From when you started to know Freeman, I came up with a clan.
Yeah,
HKD family. Mm-hmm. There's some people who got to know the ruler through Freeman, right?
Yeah. Huh?
If I was someone angry, egocentric, there's some bullshit. I need all this. But I'm not self-centered. Yeah, I would like to see some people like me, some ghettos, they're flying out.
Yeah.
Through music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when we get a selfish guy, no fuck a genre.
Straight. Okay. We are not like why sometimes it's still sustaining. We've got new crops every day. Because not just we've got many new crops every day.
Monitor nurture the up and coming.
Eh. But what I so far it seems like my. My reason for what is in dance is the only industry that I realize it will get on
watch.
So even if you are sort of giving up, but there's some that don't know this industry is not East. So you just have to keep on working.
And you're also one of the key instrumental, like one of the top artists, and you know, in a political season, and when ZANU PF is moving, they're doing these big rallies and have artists up. Is it a conflict of interest where suppose a party says, I don't know, Freeman Dem Kamboyam with two songs, do you pick and choose? Or okay, I don't really like this party county. It's just for the money, it's just the business.
I mean, I'm just an entertainer.
Okay.
As long as I'm getting my money, I can perform.
All right.
Straight. No matter which party, you know, I'm as Mabu, as long as there's Mabu, I'll go there.
Okay.
Straight, yeah. I'm just doing my job,
All right. Otherwise, what can we? I know you need to go, but what can we expect from you in the next coming months?
Visuals as well, like I said. I think for the meantime, I just need to push my album.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to push my album, but it don't make sense with the album, but the next thing wrote about the version.
Yeah.
As it makes sense, you know what I mean? I do not confuse people with Freeman Aguda say, well, he just released an album and now he's with me on this. Mm. But I got some collaboration with some international artists.
Okay.
With some visuals as well.
Alright.
Yeah, to come out maybe August, yeah.
Also,
around Africa.
Congrats on that Anthony B song.
All right.
So are there any other like collaborations you're eyeing?
Yes, I did already some collaboration.
Okay.
Yeah, I did already.
Care to share some exclusives?
No, I know. I'm not gonna say that. Yeah.
Taramba, but we'll definitely look out for
definitely
that.
Definitely, I'll just link you. Maybe we have another interview. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We'll appreciate the, it.
Yeah.
even know your HKD headquarters, Toshik.
No, it's okay. You're welcome.
All right. Just tell the people where they can find you online or your music.
My music, I would my social media handles. Let me check. Is that you? Let me check. Okay.
While he's checking, there's a few words that he spoke of about the Zim Dancehall and them having a new artist every time.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that hip-hop needs to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember Begotten Son's words last time he was here, he was like, all the OGs, they failed you.
Yeah.
You newbies, because they never really taught you the ropes. I think that's probably one of the major reasons why hip-hop is suffering right now.
Yeah.
In comparison to Zim Dance.
Okay.
All right. My Facebook page is Freeman E. Danger Zone.
Yep.
Instagram, Real Freeman 88.
All right.
YouTube, Freeman HKD, Freeman space HKD space boss. Snapchat, Twitter, Real Freeman HKD. Yes, I'm on iTunes and Twitter, yeah. Just everywhere.
All right. We'll definitely look out for more Freeman projects. Brian Willis, Freeman, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, you can get me on Cashbit Brian Willis or Brian Willis AZW on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
And keep sending the music on to keepitroyalfri@gmail.com.
Up like this sky. Definitely.
All right.
Thanks, guys, for sending me here.
No problem, man. Right. And I am Celetine, your social architect at Celetine.
Keep it real Fridays with Celetine and Brian Willis.
Yeah. They're going to tell you that you can't do it. They're going to tell you that it's never been done before. Because they're cowards. You can do anything. All you gotta do is believe in yourself. Believe. The grill.
So, negative energy. Negative energy. Negative energy for my mind away.
Negative energy.
No, I don't let it pull me. No. I'm in action doing all the moves.
Positive energy.
Oh, my mama praying for me.
Remember when I started out, everybody was like, what you doing, can't you see that you wasting your time? But I was never about this dog, I was always about mine. Mama said, stay on your grind. One day since you eat away, one day since you eat a ball. Now things just change. They be like, best how you doing? Feeling like I gotta say, better than you, yeah, better than you, eh. They see my face on the TV, they know that I shine. Had my song on the radio, they know it's my time. Came from nothing, yeah, got you grinding, eh. Told you, I told you, I'ma make you one day, eh. Doubt it, you doubt it, had to get away, eh. Can't tell me nothing.
Did it sort it, eh? Gammon that is such, eh? Ambition is priceless. Why didn't you know better, eh? I defended a beggar, eh? I see them on the sidelines, but you hate that. Didn't like a hacker block, didn't you know better, eh? Pimp from my feeling station. Every time when I pull up, but no vibe, but you catch up. My sound by change, I'm doing much better. Sugar daddy of the industry, name my boss, need no blesser. Street pay, it is shop, kunga reza. Still don't check a checker. Hey, I wouldn't say, say. People talk to make moves every day, day, eh?
No, I don't let it pull me, no.
make moves, it's energy. Make moves, it's energy.
So yeah, Young King, you already know what you gotta do. It starts within, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody gonna tell you that you can't do it. If somebody tells you that you can't do it, either you walk away from the situation, or you tell them to get away. Negative energy, stay away. You dig? M.E.G. Sick real. So
Capital 263.